AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On social media today, President Trump ordered the military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats, choking the Strait of Hormuz. The military is intensifying its mine-clearing efforts in the critical waterway. Meantime, the Pentagon says another tanker has been seized, linked to the smuggling of Iranian oil. The AP's Donna Warder has the story.
Motor vessel Majestic X, we intend to conduct the boarding of your vessel.
Officials released video of U.S. forces on the deck of the oil tanker Majestic X seized Thursday in the Indian Ocean, in the same area where U.S. troops seized another oil tanker headed to China. There was no immediate response from Iran. On Wednesday, Iran attacked three cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz, capturing two of them. The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has effectively cut off nearly all exports through the strait, and gas prices have skyrocketed. I'm Donna Warder.
Hundreds of thousands of worshippers gathered at Malabo's main stadium for the final mass of Pope Leo's visit to Equatorial Guinea, marking the end of his multi-nation tour across Africa.
La paz esté con vosotros.
The Pope said, "Dear young people, dear families, peace be with you. Who is afraid of the rain?" The crowd said, "Nobody." The Pope asked, "Who wants God's blessing?" They answered, "Everybody." A powerful rainstorm drenched the sports stadium. Pope Leo covered about 11,000 miles on 18 flights in Africa. A Florida County Sheriff's Office says they arrested a man whom federal authorities say planned a mass shooting at a large festival in New Orleans. The event wasn't named, but the annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is getting underway today. The British government says DNA and other confidential health data from 500,000 people who volunteered for a massive health study were offered for sale online in China following a data breach. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging back from their all-time highs on Wall Street after Tesla and other companies turned in some mixed profit reports. The S&P 500 slipped about a tenth of a percent in the first hour of trading Thursday. That came a day after a rally that erased all of the index's losses since the war with Iran started. The Dow slipped 45 points, that's about a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Oil prices were higher as uncertainty remained about when crude oil might start flowing again out of the Persian Gulf. Brent crude rose a little less than a percent to about $102 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
Teams will be on the clock soon. It's the NFL draft starting tonight in Pittsburgh. The Las Vegas Raiders have the number one pick, expected to be Fernando Mendoza, the Heisman Trophy winner. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.